the word of prayer. Our dear Heavenly Father, we are very grateful to you again tonight for sparing our lives to see this day and this hour in particular. Thank you for guiding our step to the house again for the midweek meeting. We appreciate you, Lord, for how you started the week with us. On a very wonderful note, the blessings you poured upon us on the school morning service afternoon so evening. Since that time, oh God, you'll be with us, you'll be guiding each step we take, just as usual. Be with students, workers, businessmen, and women, travelers, by whichever means, we are very grateful to you. Thank you very much, oh God, for the soul service. Thank you for the soul leader. Thank you for the hymns and the church that are sang. They were composed many, many years ago, but because they were composed by other your inspiration and anointing and your spirit, that is why they are serviceable to your children in every generation. We are very grateful to you. Thank you for your servant that I'll be away. Thank you for using him to be a blessing to your people over there. Thank you for bringing him back safely to us. We are very grateful to you. We remember, Master, that in all the nations of the world that your children are gathered together this evening around the message of our day, which you cause your servant to store for us. We pray there, Master, that in whichever way you have inspired your people, your servants, to go, whether in doctrine, whether in rebuke, whether in correction, whether in instruction to righteousness, may work upon each and every one of us for our perfection. Forgive all our shortcomings and our failures. Have thy way, O God. Those of their way coming, may you bring them safely. We leave the entire service to your hands. We pray that you have the preeminence. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' precious name, we pray. Amen. God bless you. Thank you for coming to church tonight. We welcome our daddy. God bless you. Blessed be his holy name. Amen and amen. We are going to read from the Old Testament this evening to just pass a few comments. Isaiah chapter 45. Isaiah 45. Praise God. Amen. The minister that was with you on Sunday called and said greetings. To you all. And also the assembly that I fellowship with on Sunday, both the pastor, the brethren, they all say greetings to every one of us. Isaiah chapter 45 from verse 22 and 23. Isaiah 45, it says 22 and 23. Look unto me, and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth. For I am God, and there is none else. I have sworn by myself, the word is gone out of my mouth, in righteousness, I shall not return, that unto me every knee shall bow, every tongue shall swear. May the Lord bless the reading of that portion of his word into our hearts. You can please be seated. Praise be to God. Tonight we just want to pick a few paragraphs from the message the prophet preached, called Looking Unto Jesus. That is what they give as a title to the message. We thank God for bringing us to church. We are very grateful to him for his protection, for his cares, for the very provision of our needs. We cannot thank him enough for all that he is unto us. What Abraham said, that has been the call for years. Look unto me, ye ends of the earth. I would like to kind of turn that just a little bit. I look especially unto me at the end of each word system, because he always makes himself known so really at the end of a word system when it's coming to its end. Look unto me, all ye ends of the world. And I say, the scripture says, the ends of the earth. Ends is plural, ends of the earth. Many say, we have had this for many years. Look unto me, look unto me. Well, that is true. But the thing, the question is what do you see when you look? You will be asked that for a long time. Look unto me. Hear people say, look, if they measure the word look, it means to pay attention. Look up, or to look at, or look out. And now God is saying here, look unto me. I am God, and there is none other. And I wonder, in a time that we are living in now, what could we look to that would be more solid than God? And God is the Word. So look to the Word of God today for your answer. The Bible has the answer for this day. It's had it for other days. He's got it forever, because it is Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. The Bible has the answer, because the Bible is the revelation of Jesus Christ, be revealed since the foundation of the world. It has been revealed in the form of prophets. It has been revealed in the form of kings. He has been revealed in the form of lawgivers, because that is what he is: king, prophet, lawgiver, and God. Now he said, look to me. And you say, I've done that. It depends on what you look at determines what you look at is where and what you will look for him for. What are you looking at? What purpose do you have in looking at him? It only depends on what you look for. That is what you find. Usually, people come to a meeting, a religious gathering. Some of them go to find a big crowd of people to sit with. Some, oh, I hate to say, but it's true. Some go to church just to show their clothes they are wearing. Some goes to church because they say this is the biggest church in the city. Or is God the best name? A certain class of people goes to this church. Then that is wrong. You see, you are not looking to the right thing. That the church is established for. God said, look to me. Many people go to the services and just to be seen. And sometimes people go to services. This is too bad to say this. I will linger on it a long time. But they go to church with their mind already made up. Because they go, before they go. If certain things is said, or something just against their idea, they will get right up and walk out. They just simply will not stand. Because they have their own idea what it must be. So also, may I say this? It is sad to say it, but it's the truth. Especially where you have more than 2-3 ministers, like in our church, which we thank the Lord for. Like I was telling you the other time, there are some assemblies that doesn't have one minister. You know, there are services except somebody, or except like a visiting minister, or what do you call it now? A minister that is taking care of their homes, instead that they play. But like here, God has blessed us. We have ministers. What I want to say, I'm not doubting what I want to say. I mean what I want to say because it is true. I find the prophet talking a lot this time. That is why I want to say it. So come to church with their mind made up. If it is not this minister that is preaching, I will not enjoy the service. I think shame should be pronounced on such a person. Hello? Because it is not your business who is going to preach. God that raised up the ministries, He raised them up. We are just fortunate that we have many of them here. Remember, none of this ministry is actually given to a local assembly per se. I will explain what I mean. If you misunderstand me, meet me in the room. I will explain. If I explain in English, reach where I can no longer speak English, I will take up Yoruba. Maybe you understand Yoruba better. What I want to say is this. The fivefold apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers. You know, they are all plurals. They put S on all of them. They are, God raised them up for the body of Christ. At the local assembly, one local assembly is not representing the entire body of Christ. Are you following me? Let me tell you what I'm saying. Is that, like the places that I visited recently, the last one was on Sunday. You know, they invited me, I was a Cream. I told their Sunday school, morning service, evening service. I did not call Brother Dan apart to say, excuse me, brother, what do you believe here? So that I will know what to preach. I didn't do that. I didn't do that in Benin. And I didn't do it in Onitsha. I didn't do it in Sapele. I didn't do it in Kaduna, the 2 weeks I spent there. No, in Lokoja. Why? Because men, women, boys, girls of like precious faith. Hello? We have not sat down to be raised by one pastor. But remember, God has sent a messenger. This messenger that God sent, He sent this messenger to His children. Don't forget that. To His children. There were houses. There are still houses close to Abraham Tabernacle. Like as you have this building here and here. They never stepped into Abraham Tabernacle while he was alive. They will see ambulances loaded with all kinds of diseased people. They will bring them in. They see the ambulance go away empty. But they never step that place. Thank God. God said, my sheep, hear my voice. When they hear it, they follow me. He said, the voice of strangers will they not follow. We thank God for that. You see, there are certain aspects of this message that we really need to be conversant with. I'm not saying there are aspects that are not necessary. The entire message from Genesis to Revelation of the message is God says the Lord. Are you getting me? But remember that in Malachi 4, please, can you display Malachi 4 for us? Thank God. especially this. If you finally show our visiting minister this way, I don't think he saw you. This is where he was training his eye to be. He said to him, finally, he said, behold, I will send you Elijah, the prophet, before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord. And he shall turn the heart of the fathers to the children. That is John the Baptist. I think we all know that. If you don't know that, raise your hand. So that we go to the scripture that explains it. If you don't know that, that is John the Baptist. That part we read, raise your hand. There's no shame in it. We come to church to learn. Okay. We all know that. And the heart of the children to their fathers. This is a double prophecy here. So it cannot be John the Baptist turning the heart of the fathers to the children and the heart of the children to the fathers at the same time. There are two different dispensations. Are you following me? The one who had the ministry to turn the heart of the father to his children is John the Baptist. He turned the heart of the Orthodox fathers to the children, the ministry of Jesus Christ. Hello? And then, the one that had at the heart of the children to their fathers is William Marrow Brother. The children will go to the apostolic fathers. Are you following me? Now, lest I come and smite the earth with a curse. Where do I read this? It's to explain. Brother Abraham said, he said, remember that it's only children that will listen. It's not we alone that had this message. Kumuyi knew this message very well. He followed it for a while. Himself had a Jonobu before he finally adopted it. Most of those BB Pentecostals, they know this message. Some of them have the pillar of fire. They don't know why they are keeping it. You know, that kind of thing. Why do you keep? Let me not go that way. Let me talk. Let me address ourselves here. May God help us. Remember, from what we have read from the scripture, God said, the word that come out from my mouth in righteousness will not return to me void. It will accomplish the purpose why he sent it. That scripture we have just read, so turning the heart of the children to their fathers. Let me dwell on that because that is the one that pertains to us. There is no child of God that will be lost. Are you following me? No child of God will be lost. Except it's not a child of God. God cannot afford to lose any of his children. You say, what are you saying? Let me give you just one parable. There are so many of it I can go through. But let me just give this. The Lord Jesus said, how many of you have 100 sheep? I won't be gone astray. And you do not keep the 99. I go out for the one that has gone astray. And when you find it, you come rejoicing. Are you following me? All that the children of God are, before they are manifested on earth, before God formed them in their mother's womb, he has known them, not only know them, he knew their names, not only know their names, he has written their names in the last book of life. Before they were born. So you can see the genesis of where we are coming from, our origin. That is why I don't fear no devil. I don't fear nobody at all. Because there's nothing the devil can do. The devil cannot upset the program of God. Before God formed me in my mother's womb, he has ordained me to spend a number of years on earth. For your information, no witch can cut that number of years short. No devil, no Emery, no Obanje, no Mami Water Spirit, no Ologu can do it. And that is applicable to all the children of God. Jesus said, they that my father had given, it's not we give to me, Are you following me? It's not say in future, they that my father will give me. No. He says, they that my father has given it to me before Jesus came. Oh, man. Do you know when the prophet was explaining that scripture, we were chosen in him before the foundation of the world. Before Jesus came to this earth, we were chosen in him. And the prophet told us, we were in him at the cross. Hello? We were in him at the cross. When he was crucified, we were crucified with him. When he was buried, we were buried with him. When he rose up, we rose up with him. When he ascended, we ascended with him. That is why our position today, though we are on earth, we are connected to heavenly places in Christ Jesus. That is where we are seated. That is what the scripture says. That is what the prophet told us about. That is why he told us that any man that is born from above, he said, he does not care for the things of the world. Those things don't appeal to him. Hello? You see your origin. You see where you come from. Then when cockroach make noise in the house, you say, what did they do? You more, I want to already. They want today. What is today? Where the agents of God are, where the eyes of Jehovah is watching you, what is today? Tiny one. The prophet said, a bunch of agents is assigned to every one of us. He said, they are permanent with us. He said, they don't go. Because the scripture said the angels encamp them round that are heir of salvation. Hello. The prophet wrote that in the Bible. A prophet came, interpreted it to us. He said one angel, one, can destroy the whole world. And you have a bunch of it with you. And yet you defeat cockroach. May God deliver us from all belief. As you see me, so I don't fear nothing. I only respect everybody. You say you are a child of God, I respect you as a child of God. I address you as a child of God. I will treat you as one. I don't care what your behavior is. Your behavior may not show that you are a child of God. That is between you and God. I take your confession. I will treat you like a saint. The Bible says we should be careful. Are you following me? Don't have the faith of our Lord Jesus Christ with respect of persons. The scripture says, if a man will gain clothing, come into your assembly. You say, sit in a nice place. The man with smelly clothes, come. You say, stay outside. The Bible says, aren't you a judge of evil things? God has rich people. God has poor people. They are all together God's children. I will look at you as a child of God. I will never suspect you are not, no matter the life you are living. I believe that God can help you out. That is me. But remember that whatever you are, you know yourself and God knows you. Very simple. God bless you. I say God bless you. Do you know that it is a defeat on God's side for God to ordain Brother Bat to spend 100 years on earth if Christ had not come? Then at the age of 80, they say one witch killed Brother Bat, contrary to God's program. Where do you put his word? May God help us. Blessed be his holy name. That is why, look, when it comes to the will of God, remember, the prophet made emphasis on that for us, that the will of God is the word of God. Are you following me? The will of God is the word of God. Don't forget that. When God said, till death do you part, that is thus says the Lord. For whatsoever reason, don't break your marriage. If you do it, you are in the permissive will of God. Don't tell me that the scripture says, you see, if a woman depart, the caricature issue. That is permissive will of God. The perfect will of God is what was pronounced here. The ring that is in your head, the reason why you carry it, remember, the prophet called it the token, that the covenant that you have made will be kept. Then they put the two rings on the Bible. And then the groom will take the bride's own fiancé, the bride take the groom's fiancé. You know some women carry this ring in their head, go and flirt with other women. Other men are meant to say, it's because they are carnal. They are not spiritual. What I mean is that they are not filled with the Holy Ghost. A man filled with the Holy Ghost will not toil with the word of God at all. Because the Holy Ghost is the writer of the word, is the quickener of the word, is the revealer of the word, is the one that gives strength and grace for his children to live by every word. You know, when Satan was tempting Jesus, he told him, you have been fasting, you are hungry, turn stone to be bread. Jesus said, I want to command you. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded from the mouth of the living God. Every word means every word. The messenger said, if you open your ears to a gossip, you mind your experience. I don't care the tactics, the gossip comes. Gossip is gossip. And the prophet said, it is sulfuric acid in the church. God bless you. There is something I think I emphasized somewhere. I need to emphasize this here too, because I find it to be true. I was discussing with a group of ministers and I made some statements. But Abraham told us that every assembly comprises three kinds of believers. When he was preaching that message in his church, he said, as I'm preaching now, I'm addressing the three kinds. He was preaching in Abraham Tabernacle. Are you following me? Oh, man. But if I was in America and I live close to where I can attend Abraham Tabernacle, that would be my choice. But remember that Abraham Tabernacle is not our absolute. You know, I will explain what I mean. Don't misunderstand me. What I mean by it's not our absolute is that is not the body of Christ. Because you are Abraham, many poor will be Abraham Tabernacle and go to hell. But there's nobody that will be in the body of the Lord and be lost. That is why the prophet told us there is only one church. He said, that church, you don't join it. You are born into it. That is why nowadays, I don't know. I think we need to take inventory of ourselves. Nowadays, you can see where people are zealous. They want to be baptized. Once they are baptized, that's it. We should be expecting to hear testimony of infilling of the Holy Ghost, but we are not hearing. Not even requests when we come to our prayer meeting. Not even requests, maybe at home for family altar. Blessed are they that are hungry and thirsty for the kingdom of God. For they shall be what? They shall be filled. They must be hungry, they must be thirsty for you to receive the Holy Ghost. Otherwise, before you know what is happening, you become a big sister in the church. Maybe you play this, you play that, or whatever. Before you know what is happening, a brother comes and says, Pastor, I see we all sister in your church. Of course. Lord, the prophet said, both of them should be filled with the Holy Ghost before they met. And he didn't say we should stop them if they are not filled. Hello? I know what I'm addressing. You know. 9 out of 10 problems we have in this message, whether husband and wife, whether family relation or whatsoever, is because of lack of Holy Ghost. I'm telling you the truth. The fight in the local assembly, even between ministers, is because of lack of Holy Ghost. I'm telling you the truth. Gone are those days when we were believing that 3 kinds of believers is limited to the church members. It's not hope. It's including ministers. You say, what are you saying? Do you know Brother Abraham said, you will find a pack of ministers that will fall by the wayside? Hello? You think it's sons of God that will fall by the wayside? Do you know where we made it? Not that we make it. Do you know where we made it? When our names were written in the last book of life. Before we were born here, that is where we made it. None of us will be lost. Except you are not a child of God. If you are a child of God, God is responsible for your coming here. Do you know, blah, blah, he gave a breakdown so much until he told us that when husband and wife live together, the eggs that come from the woman, the germ of life that comes from the man, he told us, he said, you might be thinking is the one in the front that will join the other. He said, no. He said, there is an intelligence that is guiding them. He may be the one in the front, he's going to join the egg at the last. He said, an intelligence is the one guiding them. Whether it's going to be male, whether it's going to be female, whether it's going to be tall, whether it's going to be short, even the color of the eyes. The prophet said, is determined by God. Are you following me? So none of us is here by accident. Neither did we discuss with God. Say, I want to come to the earth this last day. I want to come to Yoruba family or Igbo family or Hausa family. No, all those things are determined by God. And when God brings you here like that, you can never die until you are converted. It's just not possible. Let me give you a typical example. The two thieves that were crucified with Christ, why was the one on the right, not on the left? It was determined by God. Remember, it was not God who placed them there. Whosoever placed them, who do you call God? God can use animal, talk less of serpents. The people that Judas cast devils out from are healed when Jesus gave them power in Matthew 10. They were healed and made Judas Iscariot. The devils he cast out were devils and he cast them out, and yet he was a serpent. What am I saying? Brothers and sisters, if we know these things to the depth, we should know them. It will take away fear completely away from us. Fear has torment. There should not be fear in the heart of a man filled with the Holy Ghost. Who are you afraid of? Who? God is watching over me, watching over you. Then who will bypass God to harm you? No wonder the prophet said, until God finishes with you. He said, nothing can take you out of this place. Do you believe that? God bless you. Sometimes somebody will give you food. You will be afraid to eat it. You say you don't know whether it's food poison. A Christian brother? A Christian sister? You don't know what you are doing. Even if the person put poison, you say, what are you saying? Let me give you a typical example. I've said it here before. Let me repeat it. Some critics, they went and put sulfuric acid down. They said, Jesus said, you will drink poison, it will not hurt you. Who can come and drink it? Who is that brother again? Remember him? Eh? Roy Davis. He came. He carried the sulfuric acid. Drink him. Nothing happened to him. It's a testimony. Let us agree that he was ignorant of what he did, but God protected him, even in his ignorance. Hello? God bless you. If you are full of fear, I wonder where your bat comes from. Ibire, Ibolotiwa. She not talking. Nobody is not talking. I don't know. I don't want to doubt your testimony. Afraid of who? Afraid of what? May God help us. When Herod killed James, he saw that he pleased the Orthodox Jews. They were happy because they were against the followers of Christ. He went ahead and picked Peter. He put him in prison. I think whether it was a Sabbath day or whatever, that they were, they say, when the thing come to pass, he will deal with the case. Here is a man that Jesus has given the keys of the kingdom. He has not opened that kingdom to the Gentiles yet. He has not opened it to the Samaritans yet. Neither has he opened it to the Jews yet. Then you carry him, you put him inside prison, you say you want to kill him. See, God will fold his hands. The angel of the Lord came to the place. The soldiers were there. It was two soldiers watching him. They bind his leg with two chains. Two soldiers kept him inside. All the place, the prison was surrounded by soldiers. When the angel of the Lord came, he did not ask for the key of the place. Hello? Did he enter? When he entered, he did not disturb the two soldiers that were keeping Peter. He didn't. He just tapped Peter. As he tapped Peter, the two chains that they used to bind it, he didn't ask Peter, where did they keep the key so that we can open the chain? The chain fell off on their own accord. Who do you say he is? Are you comparing our God to a man? Forget about it. May God help us. The two chains fell off. He said, wear your clothes. All this interaction was between the angel and Peter. The two soldiers, they were like dead men, snoring. The master was in the business. The way he entered, they don't know. The way he came out, they don't know. When he was going to the city, the big gate that was supposed to be the security of the city, as the master was coming, the gate opened on his own. Jesus didn't pray. He didn't say anything. Oh, merciful God. Until after he has escorted Peter, he left. When he left, Peter now came to himself. You know, somebody was asking Brother Abraham, next time the angel of the Lord comes, ask him his name. The prophet said, you don't know what you are talking about. He said, you are not yourself when he is with you. Do you know all this we are saying, removing, you know, taking, not until the angel left. Peter really didn't know what was happening. It was when the angel left. Peter said, it is now I know that the expectation of the Jews had been turned to naught. He went to the house of the Mark, where the people gathered together, they were praying. Church, when we are praying, the Bible says, whatever you desire, when you ask, believe you receive, and you shall have it. You know, some people are praying. They don't even expect answer from God. Say, what are you saying? Listen. When Peter get to the gate and knock at the gate, Sister Rhoda, I don't know how young, how old she was. She ran to the gate. Who is there? He has the voice of Peter. We jump. He didn't open the gate. He ran to the people praying. He said, excuse me, brother, excuse me. Peter is here. He's at the gate. They say, you are mad. You are stupid. What were they praying for? Was it not for the release of Peter? God has released Peter. And they say, was the girl mad? Was she stupid? May God help us. Until finally, the word where the knocking was continuous. Behold, it was Peter. Our God can save and deliver to the uttermost. They that put their trust in him. Not only that, only Jesus can save. After he has saved us, he keeps us. He keeps us from falling. Let me explain something to us or remind us of something. God Abraham said, you know, some people used to say somebody backslide. He said, a child of God does not backslide to the point of being lost. He said, we backslide every day. He said, because we don't pray enough, we don't study enough, and the rest of it. He said, that is our backsliding. For to say a child of God backslide from God and go to hell is impossible. Hell cannot contain a child of God. I'm talking of a child of God. When Abraham said, sometimes the devil will come to you and say, you have not received the Holy Ghost. When you have received, I said, it can also come to you to say you have received when you have not received. But what will help you? Second Corinthians 5:17. Let's read it again. These are scripture. We'll be reading them over. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, it's a new creature. It's a new, you cannot be a new creation and you say you don't know. Old things, your previous life, old things that are associated with Adamic nature are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. You say you don't know. That is just says the Lord. Hello? That is thus says the Lord. That is why, look, it is not difficult to know who is who. Just see the fruit that your life bears. Those that have spiritual eyes, they know where your fruits are coming from. A mango tree. Let me not go to mango, let me go to pear. How many of us know my house? We have a big pear in the house. And the species is a unique one. It's not common in the market. Now this woman, I plant that tree. This woman, where is it also? Now I plant that tree that has become. This year we eat pear out of it. Next year you expect it to bring mangoes. As long as it remains a tree pear, it will continue to bring forth pears until it breeds them for the last time. The scripture is not missing words. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, how can you be in Christ? By the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Some say, I believe the message. Which message do you believe? You believe the message. Praise God. You believe the message. But Paul said that you receive the Holy Ghost since you believed. It's a big question. It's not only to the newcomers. It's only to every one of us. You must be certain of where you are studying. Like I was saying the other time, no matter the grammar a man will speak, if a man stand here, I want to disprove that I'm not a man. No matter the grammar he will speak, it will not move me one bit. Do you know why? I know that I'm a man. He's just wasting his energy. In the course of saying it, he might be jumping up. I don't care whether I jump up, whether I roll on the floor. It doesn't cause. He may combine French with English or Yoruba plus Hausa. It wouldn't move me one bit. When you have this experience, all things means all things. There are two natures that govern human beings. The fallen nature that you inherit by papa and mama living together and bringing you forth. And if you are converted, the divine nature of God. There is a vast difference between the divine nature of God and fallen nature. The divine nature gives you the mind of Christ. May God help us. I say, may God help us. Don't entertain evil spirit in your life. When the Holy Ghost is there, you should receive. What are you doing with evil spirit that will not allow you to sleep in the night? And useless your life. Get the Holy Ghost. Oh, man. Do you know the Bible says to know him? To know him is life. But Abraham was giving us explanation of that statement. He said, it's not to know his word. Because you can come out to say that in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God, and the word was, like that. You type, it's true that Christ is the word. Don't forget that. To know him is life. The prophet said not to know his word. His word without the spirit is letter. The Bible says the letter does what? The letter kill it. What gives life? Are you afraid to say it? What gives life? May God help us. Let me emphasize this. Our time is not on our side. Look, at that conversion, your soul is converted. All things that are associated with that fallen nature. We talk about lying, stealing, gossiping, bribery, anger, measure is silly, cheating. Many people talk about cheating. Oh, merciful God. May God help us. Let me tell you one thing. That the other time I measure it, I want to repeat it. For truth's sake. Because sometimes we behave as if we know the truth. And if you trace the truth, we say we know. We don't really know what the truth is. But Abraham told us that the tithes that come to the church, local assembly, belong to the pastor. Hello? Are you listening to me? I will give you the quotes if you want it. Belongs to the pastor. The officers of the church has no right to take decision over the tithe of the pastor. Apostle, where is he? May God help us. The officers of the church, whether deacons, whether trustees, they don't have scriptural, messagical right to take decision over the tithe that comes to the church. Without the approval of the pastor, no matter what they decide on that time, it is wrong decision. If the pastor says no, that is the final. Are you following me? Look, we have come to a place in the message that we must call spade a spade. I don't believe in speaking parables. Parables that had no meaning. Sometimes such parables, they are misinterpreted and cause confusion in the hearts of the people. Are you following me? I told you before, and I'm saying it again, that in this assembly, they even discussed this matter, even in the minister's meeting. I wasn't there. Even if I was there, I would say, I think I was there. I wouldn't say anything. Because in my local assembly, I know what operates here. People operate different ways to their ministers in different local assembly. Here, I said, we put them on salaries. Who did it? You are looking at me. Who did it? You think it's the officers? Now you get the title. Apostle, God bless you. Blessed be his holy name. You see, Jesus said you shall know the truth. And the truth shall do you what? Shall set you free. The message has set us completely free. Let me tell you, my freedom, I used to say, it's not because I pastor you. It's a big responsibility to pastor you. And I know my responsibility. I don't need to be taught by anybody. I know what it is. I know what goes with it. Are you following me? Where Brother Paul was saying the responsibility of the churches that fall on me on a daily basis. Many people didn't know what he meant. It's very, very deep. May God help us. I say, may God help us. Sometimes we just talk for talking's sake. Before you talk, make sure, as the scripture have admonished you and me, let our conversation be the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Let the message of the hour be our conversation. When you are addressing your husband, know who you are addressing. You are addressing your head. He didn't make himself your head. God make him your head. You should know how to choose your words in addressing him. He might be small, you may be senior to him. But as long as it's your husband, it's your head. Do you know the functioning of the entire body is from here? Hello? This moving of leg, you see, so now brain, now they come from. This head, now there you have mouth. Now there you have nose, eyes, ears, brain that control the entire body. The man, not just figurehead, is supposed to be the controller of his wife. Listen to me. This is how it can come, it can actually become a true head. That if it's in Christ, if it's in Christ, I'm telling you, he will not rule his wife, contrary to the word of God. He will not maltreat that woman. He will treat her as a, what do I call it now, as a doormat. He will treat her as a sister. As somebody that the grace of God has saved him, also saved. Are you following me? People that say, I am the head, want to maltreat a woman, you are not converted. You don't even know what it means to be head. Do you know the responsibility that goes along with the head? Do you know how many mistakes that you have made before your head forgive you? May God help us. I say, may God help us. Every one of those ministries have their God-given positions. But Abraham told us, he explained, he analyzed every one of those ministries. If you want me to do it, I will do it. I will bring it out and start analyzing them. He told us the duty of the apostle. He told us the duty and the responsibility of a, he said an apostle is a special man. He called to a prophet, he said it's a special man. He began to analyze their work. He told us about evangelists and he's a special man. He told us their work. He said the man is here today, tomorrow is there. It's a fireball. It's not like today. Our evangelists are only limited to local assemblies. It is through evangelists that churches are established. They have to go to virgin land. Hello? May God help us. I say, may God help us. But Abraham said, so people said, told him, say, God is sending them to mission field. And he said, the boy that bring meat, that supply meat to their house, they have never witnessed to him. Do you know what a call of God is? Do you know how burning it is in your soul? May God help us. But Abraham told us, let me say this. Because we are coming to a point that it looks as if because we are able to gather quotes. We can gather quotes from here, from here, from here, and from here, from there, from there. That makes us ministers. No! What Abraham said, that man is he Ezekiah. Ezekiel, I think he was a king. Was he a king? I think he was a king. God bless him as a king. But one day, he got popped up. He took this Uzziah, God bless you. He carried censer. He wanted to go and take the office of a minister. The prophet said the office of a minister is an anointed office. He said God ordered the step of his men to their places. That is why till tomorrow, all these self-made prophets that people are protecting, guiding, I don't see it. If God sent a message, sent a messenger, I used to ask people, I even asked a Kareem last Sunday, has any of you met with Abraham one or one? Why do we line up with him? It because the vindication of God in his ministry. Was he the only one who was in defeat? Other robots were there. Billy Graham was there. Frisbee was there. Junior Gat was there. What do you call this man again? Franklin Hall, God bless you. He was there. Franklin Hall was preaching baptism of immortality. That we shouldn't grow old. When he came to Ibadan, I worked close to him. He was getting old. I said, you are wrong, your sermon. Where is he today? He said, when you are baptized, baptism of immortality, you don't die. You don't die. And the people that told us that as Moses brought out the children of Israel, that what do you call him again now? No, it was who led the children to the promised land? Joshua. They said that is how Frisbee is Joshua. And the brother Abraham is Moses. That Frisbee will not die. Where is Frisbee? Hello? Where is Frisbee? Look! This message is sent to God's children. Period! And when they catch it, no devil can fool around them because they know where they are standing. God bless you. I say, God bless you. Today, when Brother Brown was here from the beginning, 1947 to 65, he never catch one witch. They say you are a witch. For what? Why are you catching the witch? Cast it away. Cast the evil spirit out of the person. Why are you telling him he's a witch? What is the benefit of telling him he's a witch? And not only that, it resulted to argument. You think when Ananias and Sapphira, Peter did not preach, if you own a property, go and sell it and bring the money, lay it on our feet. He never preached that. But Ananias and Sapphira saw brethren doing it. They went and sold the land that they had. They came to the house. They conspired together. Remove some part of the money. Take the other one. As Ananias bring it, Peter asked him, is that all you said, Elijah? He said, yes, sir. And that is all. And Peter said, why has the devil put in your heart to lie against before the Holy Ghost? When the property was yours, was it not yours? When you sold it, was it not your money? Why has the devil put that in your heart? Was there a debate? Was there an argument? The man fell down and died. How can you argue with God? Then God say you are a witch. You say God is lying. And you are alive. T- Tell the birds in the air. Maybe they will listen to you. I know Fana said me, where one woman was accused of being a witch. She said, me? A witch? Okay, wait for me. She went outside and go and call police. Where the so-called prophet saw the police coming with the woman. Now backyard, he passed. Backyard. I'm not saying it for laughter. I'm telling you the truth. I can tell you the church. Now backyard, he passed. It was the pastor who was begging the police. This is an eternal matter. We will settle it. And they say, let's hope they settle it. We believe in gifts. We don't believe fake gifts. Gifts that are fake, we don't believe them. God bless you. You will think I'm radical. I don't know what you're going to do about that to change me. Praise God. Amen. Look, church. This message, it will produce the bride without spot, without wrinkle, without blemish or any authority. We keep saying what the tape has said. Anywhere you want to add a surprise, if a true child of God is, that is why Brother Brown said, when a man leave the world, he didn't say follow the man. When a man leave the world, he said leave the man. I don't care who the man is. If he leave the world, leave him. God bless you. I say, God bless you. Our time will soon be up. But let me read a few things here again. Hallelujah. God bless you, church. I say, God bless you. Brother Abraham said, the Bible says you should repent on the day of Pentecost. Remember, it was Jesus himself that called all the apostles, including Judas, to tell you that he was not, God didn't make mistake. It was not a mistake when he called Judas. He said, I've chosen you 12. One of you is a devil. He knew what the work Judas was going to do. Peter couldn't do it, nor Matthew, or any of the 11. It has to take Judas to do it. He said, what are you saying? After Judas repented and made restitution, he went and committed suicide. He came from somewhere. He has to go back to where he came from. Peter denied Jesus 3 times. Do you know what Peter did? He went outside and wept bitterly because his eyes are Jesus' eyes met, and he remembered what Jesus told him. When he was saying, when everybody denies you, I will even die for you. Jesus said today. It is written in the scripture, if you smite the shepherd, the sheep will be scattered. When that happened, he went out and wept bitterly. Was he forgiven? Of course he was forgiven. It's a seed of God. It's only the seed of God that can be forgiven. The serpent seed cannot be forgiven because they are serpent seed. They cannot be converted. They are inconvertible. You know, our brother, our precious brother, our son, preached a message in one of the, conversion one time. The redeemables. I think that is what you titled it. The redeemables. There are those that are not redeemable, so. Are you getting me? There are those people that are not redeemables, no matter what they do. Let them come and pack load from their house, leave in church. They are not redeemables. But the redeemables, no matter where they go, God will trace them and catch them. They are his own. Oh, hallelujah. Remember the case of Zacchaeus? Zacchaeus climbed a tree. He wanted to see Jesus. With the big crowd that were following Jesus and the rest, what will somebody be looking for at the tree? Jesus knows his own. When they get under the tree, not only that he knew somebody was there, he knows his name. He looked up, he says, Zacchaeus, come down. Today, oh, hallelujah. The Jews, they were offended. He has got to be guest to a man that is a sinner. Jesus said, you think about it. I have not come to call righteous. are called to call sinners to repentance. He said, today salvation has come to your house. Blessed be his holy name. Is God that seek for his own? No man seek for God. Because every man is okay, he's satisfied, be a sinner. Whether he drink, he smoke, he flirt with women, he do all kinds of rubbish and nonsense, he's satisfied like that. Tell him you become a saint and the rest of it. If it's not today, he's not ready to listen to you. Brother Brian gave us an illustration. He said you go to a pig pen where a pig is of pigs. You say, piggy, you look dirty. He go say, hoi, 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 hoi. Mind your business. He go say, no, you will be clean like a lamb. He doesn't know what a lamb is. He satisfied be a pig. That was our nature. But God rich in mercy. Grace is what saved us. Not by works, lest any man should boast. It's grace that has saved us. That grace that saved us, it will keep us to the end. God bless you. I say, God bless you. We are not afraid to say what the prophet says. Are you following me? Oh, the prophet told us, adding a subtraction is the mystery of death. Don't add to the message. Don't subtract from it. Don't bend it. Don't give funny parables that have funny interpretations. Amen. Gossip is sulfuric acid in the church. But Abraham said, you open your ear to it, you mind your experience. Nobody can gossip to me. Come and tell me something about that man. We both go and see him. Before you say, I will tell you, can I see him? Say, no, keep your story to yourself. Because your story will help me. Praise God, amen. What will your story help me? Killing somebody's influence in his absence. What will that do? It won't help me in any way. Birds of the same feather, they flock together. If you are the type who is interested in gossip, it's because you yourself, God, you are a gossiper. You have the same nature. The Holy Ghost will tolerate any rubbish or nonsense. I said something here one time. I traveled to somewhere. I wanted to go and see somebody. As we were going, the person called the person who was carrying me to stop in the hotel. We stopped in the hotel. When we stopped, we met the man in a hotel. He lay one more day. The man who dropped me, he was going to work. He left for work. So, the man took me inside the hotel. He has rented the room. He said, this is where we want you to spend the day. I was already suspecting something was wrong. I want to come and know your house. You rent a room for me in the hotel. I sat down with him. Of course, the gospel was our conversation. We talk, oh, talk, oh, talk, oh, talk, oh, talk, oh, talk, oh. Giving testimonies about the ministry of the prophet and the rest of it. Finally, we hear pop, pop, pop on the door. Behold, it was the wife. The wife came in with food. Immediately the wife came in, he told me, he said, excuse me. I thought he was buying something from the next store. That was the last I see the man. The man went home. Could all went home and sat down. Oku with me at Yahweh in the room. I was telling the woman, I said, you know that me and your husband are here. Why do you bring the food of one man? He said, I should forget about that. I said, I will forget about it. I was already being suspicious. I know myself now. A woman have approached me. I like you. I said, you will go to her. I said, woman, you are made for one man. And that is your husband. Period.
You can't, there's nothing you can use to entice me. Not even a witch. I wash my hands. I dealt with the semo. I chop them. I lick the plates. I wash my hands. I was expecting what next to happen. I know it was a trap. When, after washing my hands, she put the plate, put them inside bag. She drew close to me. She wanted to be playing with me. I said, I said, what are you doing? I said, if your husband meet me and you like this, what do you think he will think? He said, you see. I said, I don't see anything. I don't see nothing at all. That kept her away. And we were there together. They leave me. Are you following me? Could if I come him up? I think motive and uba solo. Joe Bagbo. Uba to for mole quality. At least with that, he will remember that he was playing with fire. What do you want to do? I know what I'm talking about. If you doubt what I'm talking about, you doubt me. Come, make me swear Bible. Me and you will put hand for Bible. It's because book of Boashi, I will have go straight and tell you the name of the people and where they live. Yes! Somebody has passed at the back. God bless you for saying yes. Praise God, amen. You see, people that fall at the gate of women, they are not converted. I'm telling you, no woman can entice a Holy Ghost female. You call him mistake. Adultery mistake. Tell the best in the air. I will never take that. What is a mistake? Something that you know where you are going. You have your clothes. You are addressing somebody your opposite sex. You say it's a mistake. I will never believe you. May God help us. Since I gave my life to Christ, this has been the only woman in my life, as she will ever be before I die. And I sit down there, so. Praise God, amen. Look, when the scripture says, all things, any old behavior, that is associated with Adamic nature, is gone. Are you the type you beat your wife? You don't have the Holy Ghost. Very simple. So people are killing their wives like that. Not purposefully. It's because of anger. Which the prophet called first stage of madness. Along magic called the second stage. You brush all day. May God help us. He will hit her in a bad place. I could say, hey. Before you know what's happening, he's gone. That popular singer in the East, Shebida is how the husband killed her. I'm not talking about demon possessed one. A lawyer said her husband lawyer was flirting. Do you know what she did? He went a sharp knife. When the man was sleeping, go. Now one, he cut the man's neck. Not only that, he cut his private part and put in his hand. Do you know when they sentenced the woman to death, he began to run etta skater. Why are you running etta skater? After you are taking somebody's life, you want to live? May God help us. All things means all things have become new. Some cannot study the message. You quote something in the message, it looks strange to them, and they have been in the message for decades. When people want to write exam, so we fill a bucket of water. They fill bucket with water, they put their legs in, so that they will not sleep. That's after they have eaten cola, chew all kinds of chewable things to keep awake, to obtain a perishable certificate. Hello? But life, we are talking about life. We are lazy. We can't read. We can't study. If I ask a question here again now, people will drop their head. This exposition of the seven church ages. How many of us have read it from beginning to the end? Raise up your hand. We can see. From the beginning to the end, you have read it. Okay, one. I will count. One, two. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight at the back. Only one sister raised her hand here. Two. If you lie here, don't come to me at the back. You say, mistakenly, I raised my hand. How many? Raise your hand, sisters. Make us see. Raise your hand. If you have read it from beginning to the end. How many? One, two, three. So let three people raise their hand. A child is the one raising the hand at the back. Does he know what we are raising the hand for? May God help us. So. That exposition of the seven church ages is almost the entire message. I'm telling you, if you can finish that book, there's no part of the message that will be strange to you. No part. God bless you. Some people say, thunders are not revealed. What are you talking? If thunders are not revealed, what is the message? What is the message? The exposition, no, the revelation of the seven says, you go and read it, whether thunders are revealed or not. So say, thunders are revealed, they are the seven virtues. Tell the best in the air. May God help us. Some have ministers in their church. Their minister will never preach in their church. They have never preached once in their church. And yet you are ordaining them. What are you? What will you do as a congregation when you are ordaining the ministers? Ministers that doesn't preach in your church, you are ordaining them. Do you know what the prophet used to, how he used to ordain people? If we ask the congregation, as this minister's ministry, bless you, would they say yes? Have they preached to them? And they are preaching outside. May God help us. Look! You can be in this message and be a billionaire because on account of the environment or wherever you are, money is flowing to you. If you are not in the body of the Lord, you will miss the rapture with your billions. He said we made money and we will leave it here. We came naked and we are going back naked. But the only thing you are asked to take is eternal life. Praise God. Amen. What is your attitude to money? May God help us. I used to say, all liars, the Bible say, we do what? We do what? Then we go to hell. Is there business lie? Hello? Is there business lie? A lie is a lie. When you buy this in 5 naira and you want to sell it 100,000, that's you if you see anybody who buy it. But when you begin to say, this thing, I bought it 90,000, you know you are already lying. Who ask you questions? Who ask you? You that have unbelievers in your employment, be very careful. You have to be very, very careful. Because the unbelieving women, they will not only use their female body to try to entice you, they will go to Babalawo with your name. Once you start falling for a woman that you employ, you have finished yourself. You don't have authority over her. Very soon she becomes boss in that department or in that company or whatever. May God help us. I say, may God help us. Yes, we come to pray. We will have 30 minutes to pray. Because even when we say, let us pray now, it will be half hour silence. May God help us. Remember, that the Holy Ghost is power for service, is power for prayer, is power to live a holy life. It's a power to say no to unrighteousness, regardless where it is. No devil can entice you. I'm telling you, no devil. Look, if you are a man, and you find out that you are impotent, don't look for wife. Don't look for wife. It is not compulsory you must marry. Paul didn't marry. It was not because he was impotent. It was for the kingdom of God's sake. That is why Jesus said, so people become eunuchs for the kingdom's sake. They didn't marry because of the work of the ministry. And you know you cannot perform, you go and marry. You'll be pushing your wife to other men to bring children. I don't know what you are doing, no. I don't know what you are doing. May God help us. If I was a woman, somebody marry me, I find that it's not performing, I'm telling you, now me and him, we go stay put till we die. I will never submit myself to another man to raise children in his name. Supposing there is a case, they say they want to test the blood of the children with your blood. They find out, hey, not be you born there. Not only shame, you'll be a hypocrite. A big hypocrite. Not only that you'll be a hypocrite, you will allow your wife to become a hypocrite. God bless you. I say, God bless you. Say, what is he saying? I'm saying what I'm saying. No, for me, send you so. God bless you. That is the very reason that Jesus was not understood when he came to the earth. If they would have only looked unto the word of God instead of their tradition of that day, they would have known he was the Son of God, because the Bible plainly declared his full coming, and he come in full revelation of the world. Jesus even told them, search the scriptures. You are calling me bastard. Search scriptures. For in them you think you have eternal life. It is the scripture that testifies of who I am. It is received by Isaiah, a virgin shall conceive. Oh, man. And each generation reveals it in the full revelation that lotted for that time. And each generation must reveal Jesus Christ. That is the revelation of him that is promised in the world must be revealed to this generation. If the churches would receive it, somebody will rise up and do it. You think God is joking? God is not a magician. He's not Olonkidibo. He knows what he's doing. The Bible says his name will be called Jesus, so he shall do what? He shall save his people from their sins. He has people. Majority of people living in this earth today are serpent seed. You say, what are you saying? Do you know at the time of Noah, the Bible said there were overpopulation. It was overpopulated. How many souls were saved that enter ark? Noah, his wife, his three sons, and their wives. 8 souls. Did God regret it? Did he regret? Was his program damaged? That's why Brother Brown took a message that unbelief does not hinder God. God has a program. This message will produce a bride without spot, without recall, without blemish. I don't care who comes to the message and say, I no longer believe. It was not, initially, it was not ordained to be in the message. We can ask a question like Peter asked, to whom shall we go? People are fellow. Tiny minister told if he compared Brother Abraham. Show me where. It's not there. People are fellow. Not only that, his ministry has been confirmed here, even in the sixth dimension. For those people that believe the message that have gone on before us, they are waiting for you and me. Oh, hallelujah, church. They say, brother, if you have not gone, we will not be here. He said, you will go back home because you were made. You were made as a minister. They will judge you when you finally come. If what you preach, he said, will poor be judged? He said, yes. He said, poor people enter, but people will also enter. He said, because I preach what Paul preached. And Paul said, if an angel come from heaven and preach any of that gospel, he should be accursed. But Abraham preached what Paul preached. God bless you, church. A confirmation that this message is the truth. Those that are gone on, they are under the altar. That is where Brother Abraham is now. Jesus is in the seventh dimension. They are in the sixth. God bless you, church. When he said, I preach what Paul preached, they screamed. We are all resting on that. Are you resting on it? Hello, are you resting on it? Are you resting on it? The way you rule your home, are you resting on it? The way you rule your wife, are you, husband, are you resting on it? He raising your children, are you resting on it? God bless you. I say, God bless you. A prophet said, you not believe it. So people will rise up and believe it. We will believe it. It is said to us. Praise God. Amen. We are going to pray. You say, oh, this is the time we are supposed to close. Our closing time is 8 o'clock. Hello? Our closing time, 8 o'clock. Nikki, bring the something. Make we enter into prayer. Thank you. God bless you. Only truth. We thank God for the truth. Even if none comes, we go back to God. Before we start taking this, shall we bow our heads? Is there anybody that wants us to remember him in prayer? Just raise up your hand wherever you are. Heavenly Father, with a few broken words that have gone forth, your children has broken their, Lord, the sign of gravity that says that our hearts will always hug down. They have raised their hand, they have needs. Whatever those needs are, meet every one of them at the point of their knees in the name of Jesus Christ. Help us, Heavenly Father. Baptize souls with the Holy Ghost. Refill those already filled. Heal the sick and the afflicted. Deliver the oppressed. Oh, in the name of Jesus Christ. Help us, O God, as we go into prayers. May we pray as becoming saints. Thank you, our Father. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. God bless you, church. Thank you for coming to the midweek meeting. We are grateful to the Almighty who has brought us together for the prayer meeting. God answers prayers. As we are going back home, whatever is your request that will have presented unto God, just keep thanking God. Don't begin to raise the request again, but thanksgiving, make it a thanksgiving request, because God has heard you. Say greetings to the church from Brother Omotayo and family. Brother Samuel, Momodu and his family also. They say greetings to you. This is from Brother Odele. God bless you, church. I say, God bless you. All right. We're going to sing an hymn. By the grace of God, this coming Sunday, will be the Holy Sunday, I will be here.
said, I will not be here in the morning. I want to be in Bakatari in the morning. What will happen, God helping us? I will take the Sunday school here in the morning, go to Bakatari, take the Sunday school there, morning service, come back here, take the evening service. So that will be till July, God willing. So I say, God be with you till we meet again in July. God bless you. So be in prayers for me. Okay? Okay? Now they look me like cinema. God bless you. I'm your brother and not cinema. Amen. If God gives strength, it's that the strength should be used. When the strength was not there for complete 2 years, was entirely chasing. Now the strength has come. Let us use it now, Abby. He'll have fishing. Eh? We are not boxers. We are not wrestlers. We are not footballers. We are preachers. If strength has come, we use it to preach. Abby? Whether you say yes or no. I told you how the program will go. Just pray along with me. God bless you. I say God bless you. Let me tell you one thing that I quite understand. Many of you say, Pastor, take it easy. Do the. I'm taking it easy. I'm taking it easy. Last Sunday, I take Sunday school. I take morning service. I take evening service. When I came back home, if I have met a group of you in the house, sitting, and you seek only belief, another someone would have come. Are you getting me? Let me tell you one thing. There is nobody knows how I feel, like myself. You don't know it. You see, I would like to go, if I want to go, as a result of overusing your body, I want to go behind the pulpit. God bless you. Don't sympathize with me, just pray for me. Are you following me? God bless you. Okay, we are going to sing an hymn. When the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. What number is that? Hmm? 87. Thank you, sir. 87. When the trumpet of the Lord shall sound, time shall be no more. And the morning brings eternal bright affair. When the seaborn shall gather over all the other shore. And the roof is called up yonder, I'll be there. Will you be there? When the road is called up yonder, oh, when the road is called up yonder, when the road is called up yonder, when the road is called up yonder, I'll be there. On the bright and cloudless morning, when the dead in Christ shall rise, and the glory of his resurrection shall, when he chosen one shall gather to there who be your disguise, and the holy soul of yonder, I'll be there, will you be there? When the road is called up yonder, hallelujah, when the road
when the rule is gone up yonder. When the rule is gone up yonder. When the rule is gone up yonder, and the air. Let us live up for the Master from the doubting. Let us talk of all this world of love and care. Then when all of life is over, and our walk on earth is done, and the rule is called up yonder. When the rule is called up yonder. Oh, when the rule is called up yonder. Oh, when the rule is called up yonder. When the rule is called up yonder, I'll be there. When the rule is called up. Hallelujah.